Now I know. You would never, ever see Reverend Edward Pinckney on the Oprah Winfrey Show. You would never, ever see or hear about Oprah Winfrey interviewing Reverend Edward Pinckney because she can't handle the truth. The truth of the matter is she believed that the system is not corrupt. She believed that the establishment is not corrupt. She believed that the criminal justice system is fair. She believed that if you go to prison, that you would be rehabilitated. But I'm here to tell you today, Oprah, that the system is corrupt. The establishment is corrupt. And now, which is really more important, the criminal justice system is corrupt, and you do not go to prison to be rehabilitated. And now, I now believe I know, how the 20 blacks from the Dutch ship called Jesus at Jamestown, Virginia, August of 1619, fell to be brought and sold and then become slaves. I now believe I know, how it felt to be a slave, tortured, beaten mentally and physically, destroyed, and the country said it was all right. I now believe I know, how the Jews felt in Nazi Germany, in a concentration camp, on their way to the gas chamber of the death camp. I now believe I know, how it felt when the police dogs tore into the marchers and the high-powered fire hose knocked the children along the pavement down like tumbleweed. I now believe I know, when I hear of cops shooting up blacks, I know that part of their tradition is to shoot blacks. They have always shot up black people, and in fact, most of their heroes are somebody who had killed lots of people. I now know, and I now believe I know, how it felt to be tortured, and there's nothing you can do about it. The torture, the agony of the mind and the body, the inflicting of extreme pain mentally and physically. The torture is used as a means of persuasion. I'm standing in Marquette Branch Prison today, better known as the Concentration Camp of America, where prisoners from various parts of the states are assembled to be tortured. I have been tortured, but I am still standing. I have been tortured mentally, but I'm still standing. I have been tortured physically, but I'm still standing. They wrote me 8 misconduct tickets, but I'm still standing. Correctional officers threatened me, harassed me, intimidated me, but I'm still standing. A coward can sit down, but it takes a man to stand up. I am standing. I'm the Reverend Edward Pinckney, and standing for the people, and will continue to stand for the people until something is done. We're here now, and we're here to stay, but we must join together and fight this monster.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.